This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino. 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
248-539-9797. By the way, Rico, we were discussing before the show, I don't know how the topic came up, but I was late to the party about your favorite Girl Scout cookie. And mine was Thin Mint, which I think that's probably the perennial favorite for most people. Where's yours?
Shortbread.
Shortbread? Because like Wojo hates Thin Mint. He like laughs and mocks me for how many Thin Mints, you know, I eat. But there's something else I just realized. Because we have a lot of candy back in our area here. And these Smarties are the most underrated candy around. That and Peppermint Patty. But then these Smarties are like crack for me right now. I just can't get enough. It's crazy.
Smarties.
Yeah, Smarties.
Are they working?
Oh, I'm not smart. No, so no. Basically, you know what should be my favorite food, the candy? Dum-dum lollipops, right?
Nah, wow. Smarties. Okay. Did not know that.
Smarties.
All the chocolate back there, and you go for the Smarties.
I went from chocolate, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just... Candy's a really good thing. All right. 248-539-9797. A lot of coaches and general managers were speaking at the combine today. And Brad Holmes was one of them, and we'll hear from him We'll hear from Brad right now. And the big question that was asked is the question that everybody in Detroit wants to know. Can we get Myles Garrett? Can we get another pass rusher? Now, I first want to say that Cleveland's general manager, Andrew Berry, said, Myles Garrett is not on the table. We're not trading him. Now, he didn't say this, but we'll say for now, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's basically what it boils down to.
Exactly. You know, somebody will call, maybe give him an offer he can't refuse, and who knows? We wish the Lions would be that team, but Brad Holmes was asked about the pass rushers. Okay, so first of all, it's amazing that they're already planning to extend Josh Pascal. Just kidding. But yes, with the cap going up, you can afford to have another pass rusher making... Maybe not quite as much as Aiden, but in the ballpark, right? Can't you?
You absolutely can, Sony. And it's what I was telling Doug and Gator in the crosstalk. You have to invest in your defensive line, and you get what you pay for. And if you nickel and dime, then you get nickel and dime type of players. You go out there and you get... No move guarantees you a championship, because I hate when people do it. Well, what about this? And this team went after people and they didn't get it. I applaud those who try. I applauded the Ravens for going out and getting a Derrick Henry because they said, we need somebody to balance Lamar. And it didn't work out. But, you know, if you're Detroit, you got Aiden Hutchinson. And the fact that they're already trying to re-sign him, that's a whole different topic, because I would hold off and wait to see how he heals up and maybe just put a franchise tag on him. But with the tag, I mean, with the franchise.
Well, you don't have to tag him now. Because
No. I mean, right. But with the salary cap going up, you absolutely try to go out and you get creative and you figure out ways to make this team better. Why? Unless you have that quarterback, the Mahomes, the Brady, that you can just win regardless. You look at all the other quarterbacks in the league that you have. And the Eagles showed you, okay, you want to stop Mahomes? You got to bring the pressure. You got to come after him. You don't have that. You went out and got often injured defensive players and then some who just suffered injuries throughout the season. But go out and get that guy. Don't be afraid to be great. Go out and get that guy. But what he's saying, hey, Detroit, can't afford it. Not going for it. We're going to either draft somebody. And even in the draft, you don't really prioritize defensive line. And I've come to that realization, Stoney, that's not Brad Holmes' forte. Like, he's not about defensive line. He's about other positions. But when it comes to defensive line, that's low on the priority list.
Yeah, but to be fair, right, in the second round of his first two drafts, Onwuzurike and Pascal, or defensive line.
And I'm guys. Talking first round.
Okay, so you had Aiden.
When you're right.
You had Sewell. Aiden, who was after that? We all, the Jalen Carter thing was there.
Yeah, then you have Jameson Williams.
Right.
Then you have Gibbs. Then you have Jack Campbell.
Right.
Nothing other.
I know.
In the trenches.
In the first round. Okay, then you have the argument. Now, I agree. I want a Jalen Carter, and I still think I'd rather have Jalen Carter than Gibbs and Laporta. But
hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
But there are a lot of people who feel the opposite.
Right, because everybody likes scoring. Everybody likes fun. Everybody likes that. Defense, a defensive tackle, defense, that's a boring position. It's like Penei Sewell. It's a boring position unless he's running trick plays. But it becomes a cornerstone of your team. And when you're drafting that high, that's when you get those defensive players that can really help you out, because they're not going to fall to you down at 28. They're not going to fall to you down in the second round.
You know, since they've taken over, they've talked about building in the trenches. And like we mentioned, so you had Sewell, Hutchinson, your first two picks, your first two number one draft choices were trench guys, right? And then in second rounds, you had Pascal, you had Onwuzurike. Not the, the order is reversed,
right? But
so
I guess
have gone that way. And the other thing, I'll play devil's advocate with you when you talk about the Eagles and why they beat the Chiefs. it wasn't the pass rush from the outside. They didn't have, like, all-pro pass. Josh Sweat had a career year, basically, but it was the inside guys, really, more than it was Carter and Jordan Davis finally got his fat ass going.
But it all works together, though.
Oh, I understand. I understand
because,
that.
Because, Tony, if you have four people, now you can't double anybody. And if you double somebody, that means somebody else is going one-on-one, and you got to pick your poison.
I know. I have no problem.
And they got Aiden, and then instead of doubling down and saying, we're going to bring in somebody to help Aiden out, no. We're going to go out and get more toys. That's what I've never liked about this team and the way he does things. But that's how he does it. I've accepted it. I wouldn't do it that way.
Right.
But everybody likes the fun and the Ben Johnson and the scoring and the trick plays.
Well, I think the Jalen Carter thing was more. Now, I don't, like I said, I'm with you. Jalen Carter would have been my pick. I wouldn't have even traded. They were at six, right? And they traded down, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
So I would have taken Jalen Carter at six. That's what I said when it happened. And even Jansen, Mr. Culture. But I don't think. They didn't think he fit in the locker room, which, right or wrong, I think it's wrong. I think that was more the reason rather than they wanted toys.
So what's the fit in the locker room?
What?
What's the fit in the locker room?
Who knows? There are guys that they've said that there are players out there, a lot of talented, that we're never going to draft. And I believe, or never going to acquire, I believe he was one of those guys.
You got one in your locker room now.
Which one?
Wide receiver. Certain wide receiver.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're not going to extend him either.
See, but here's the problem that I have is that, when he speaks today and he talks about the importance of the trenches, but then he's asked about adding another premier pass rusher, and then he's asked about the cost of it, and he says it's probably not going to happen. Yeah. That to me, come on, you cannot say that.
I've gotten, in my older age, I've gotten away from caring so much about what these guys say, and it's more important about what they do.
Which is, but he usually says what right he does.
Yeah. He's not coaching.
The last few years is what he. That's what he do. That's what he does.
Yeah, but you didn't. A lot of people never thought he was going to even get. Now, granted, he wasn't great, but he was the best available. Was Darius Smith? Most people didn't even think he was going to do that.
No, but he came out and said that I was going out and getting a defensive lineman. And guess what he went out and did? He got a defensive lineman.
And I'm sorry.
He got him on the cheap.
I think they will do too.
But that's just it. Like, quit trying to get the defensive lineman on the cheap and just pay the premium cost to get a premium player. That's all. Invest in the defensive line the way you invested in all your offensive toys. That's all I'm asking.
248-539-9797. Brad Holmes spoke. You heard him speak. And so the question is, are you one of those, I believe in Brad no matter what he does, or can you be critical of certain things? Because I don't think anybody's disputing the guy's done a great job here, but hasn't been without mistakes. 97 won the ticket.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Marketers, are Are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising?
People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.